Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for August 25th, 2014. And as I always say, assuming you're on the same planet I am, this is Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, and we're glad to have you folks with us tonight. We're going to be taking callers and giving some readings, and by we, I mean myself, Gary L. Wimmer of Psychics Gone Wild, and Melissa Berman of Psychics Gone Wild. So before I get to talking too much about all the craziness in life and what we're going to do and so forth, just wanted to say if you folks do call in for a reading, stay on the phone, don't hang up. We'll be with you. We see you in the call room. And if you do want a reading or to make a comment, be sure and press 1. So we'll see that you, a little question mark comes up, and we see that you do want a reading or to make a comment. I'm going to let my co-host, the fine one and only Melissa Berman, explain a little bit about herself and introduce herself to you. Melissa, you with us, my dear?
Hi. How you doing, Gary? I'm so happy to be with you again. Hi, everybody. You know, it's Emmy Awards are tonight, so I think that... Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I accept. Thank you.
All right.
Throw the roses. I'll take the roses. Anyway, it's the Emmy Awards tonight, so I have a feeling, you know, people are kind of digging that, and maybe they'll, if you know, whoever's with us, we're so glad you're with us, and archives are good, too. So what can I tell you? You know, I'm an intuitive spiritual coach, psychic and medium, internationally recognized and internationally acclaimed now, it looks like, and I'm very grateful by that and humbled by that. And I've been doing this work for 20 years at least, but have been part of this, you know, unfoldment since at least 8 years old, if not before, you know. And I work with psychometry and channeling, and I do... working with your guides, I do mediumship, and it's all integrity-based, sacred, you know, exchange, and here to make sure people feel that they're heading in the right direction. That's all
there
I know.
Go.
I don't. Yeah, baby.
And what do you use, Melissa? Do you use cards, stones, or just intuition, or?
Well, you know. Psychometry, when I'm doing an in-person reading, I'll use a piece of jewelry or a pen or key, something that's metallic to get more vibration. But when I do on-air readings or phone readings, I will just write down the person's name, and then I'll get, you know, vibrations with that. And then I'm actually channeling, working with their team and my team to bring the guidance forth.
All right, girl.
Yeah, well, honey, there we are.
That's sweet Melissa, fresh from Hollywood, right out there where the Emmys
are
happening.
Oh, I'm not in Hollywood. I'm in Sherman Oaks. I'm near Burbank.
Oh, sorry. Hey, it's all Hollywood to me. If it's west of, you know, Arizona, it's Hollywood.
There you go. Don't do that to yourself. And Hollywood, you would not want to be in Hollywood tonight because the Emmys are going on. And I have a feeling every street known to mankind trying to get to that part of town has been blocked off. So, I was thinking today, oh, I didn't have to teach today. I also teach theater, dance, and music, and I'm also a performer. But I work a lot with the Hollywood community and at-risk schools in Hollywood, some of the work I do. And so I was thinking, you know, as much as I live for it, but thank goodness the Emmys this year, I think they're earlier this year than they were last year. But OMG, because you know, you can't get anywhere. It's just like when President Obama was here. It's like the whole town shut down.
Right.
I was at a school teaching, and I needed to get to a street that was like a sneeze from where I was teaching. It took me 2 hours to get back to my side of town because I had to keep going around the city. Mm. But the cool part was that I kept finding things I hadn't seen in years, you know, that I've been in L.A. for so long. I was like, oh, my gosh, look at that. And so that was kind of okay, but it was just like, you know, that's what happens in Hollywood. So, you know, you want to be on the outskirts. Honey, how are things in Texas?
Well, they're pretty good. Our governor's getting indicted. Our traffic is still a mess here in that's quite a case. I live here in Austin where that all came from, and it's quite an interesting case. It's being misrepresented in some ways, but that's all about politics. It's, you know, Mary Lindbergh, who the lady that was the DA, she didn't file the charges. A private group did. They took it to a judge. A judge appointed the prosecutor. That's how it works. But speaking of traffic, I live here in Austin where the traffic is always crazy. Thank God I don't have to get out in it every day. And first I wanted to – go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll remember.
Well, I wanted to give these folks a heads up, give you the area codes here in the order we're going to take calls, so stay with us. Don't call back. First area code is 111, followed by 956, then 315-479. And 216, if you want to press 1 and get in the queue room. So we'll be giving all you folks readings. What were you going to say, Melissa?
I was going to say, Austin is like the music capital, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Uh-huh. And like you, I've been a musician my whole life. Oh,
yeah.
It's great if you're a there's so many places to play here. There's so much music. It's incredible. And I moved here in 1970 when that was just starting to form, and I've been here ever since. I've seen this place go from a little cheap college town to a big metroplex like it is now with traffic that's unbearable. Real quick about myself, I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. Was always curious about it because I was always having intuitive flashes as a kid. And once I learned about it, I realized, wow, I am rather psychic. In fact, a lady did a horoscope for me back in 1967 and said, oh, you got a lot of natural psychic ability. And as an engineer at the time, I thought, what? But it turned out she was right. And I pursued it my whole life. I started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1977, I had a near-death experience. It was the most incredible thing in my life. I speak at a lot of these near-death experience conventions here and so forth. Wrote a book about it. You folks can find it. You'll find it very interesting. It's called A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity. You can find that on Amazon or Kindle. In 1980, I met a very phenomenal psychic who used a method called lithomancy, reading stones. I was fascinated. She taught me her method. I've used it ever since 1980. It's become my main method, and I end up writing a book about it because about 15 years ago, I was curious how other people did it. Couldn't find anything written on it, so I started writing a book, and it's now in print on Amazon and Kindle, called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's Lithomancy. So, and real quickly about, I'll be giving some lithomancy readings to you folks. In a nutshell, here's how it works. I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, along with 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. Charge them up in my hands, and I'll tell you when they're nice and warm, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll read the pattern like a clock around for 3 months and tell you basically what I see. So we'll start connecting with you folks. You can find a lot about both Melissa and I on Psychics Gone Wild. Check out our websites. Check out what we do. And good to have you with us tonight. And we are moving first to area code 111. Are you there, 111?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Marion.
Marion?
Yes.
Okay, Marion. My mom's name was Marion. Is that correct, Marion?
Miriam.
Oh, Miriam.
Oh, okay, Miriam, okay.
Miriam. Hi, Miriam.
Hi,
we'll let Melissa throw some of her magic on you, and then I'll fill you in. And the first couple readers, we'll try to do 2 readings, and then we'll probably rotate. But Melissa, it's all yours, my dear.
Okay, my love. How can we help you tonight, lovely Miriam?
Oh, just see what you see love and love or love and career, what you see for either?
Oh, you know, I didn't get a chance to say this at the beginning. Everybody have one question ready for us. It's really important because we don't have a lot of time for big readings, and we want to get right to the core for you so that we can really help you. So you need to pick one, Miriam, and be really specific with your question, love, okay?
All right, love, since you just love.
So can you ask, what do you want to know? Just be really specific with your question.
is there anybody coming?
New love for Miriam. Well, you have been through rejection after rejection of your heart in past incarnations and some in this incarnation, and it's left you a little bit wounded, and it's left you really open, which is so commendable. Your guides are, you know, there's like the rose with the thorn in it, and, you know, the rose is protected by the thorn. So you want to be very, very... aware and acute in your awareness when you meet someone, because you don't want to get involved too quickly too soon. That's not been working. So you want to get out. If a friend knows somebody who has a friend, you want to kind of network that way. You want to kind of go in that direction. It feels like down the line, yes, there's going to be an unfoldment in a relationship, but you kind of have to do a little prep work and get yourself ready to receive love in a new way. The old doesn't work for you anymore, so you got to be more discerning and you have to be ready. So, Gary, what do you say?
I agree with you 100%, and I was raised with six brothers, so I didn't have a clue about women. And I'm 66 now. The last 40 years, I've learned a lot. And you ladies are real complex. You really are. You are intensely, very intense as far as emotions and relationships. And you have to be because you breed. But one thing I can say to you, well, it's serious, you know. That makes a big difference, you know. If we don't get pregnant, we can be a lot more laissez-faire about everything, you know. Whether we like it or not, that's the way nature made it. And nature made you ladies complex. But one thing I can say, because I do a lot of readings for women, and it's a lot of times it's about love, give yourself a break. Look in the mirror. See how beautiful you are. And rather than you asking if love is ever coming to you, just know that it is and bring it to you. Because like Melissa was saying, and I may paraphrase this, but when you get your resonance on, when you get your light working, then you're an attractive force. Then you pull it toward you. You're not looking for it. You get to select of that which you're pulling toward you. Does that make sense, my dear?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, see yourself as falling in love. See yourself as winning. See yourself as coming out ahead. Of course there's going to be more relationships in your life. You're young. But start seeing yourself as empowered, as bringing it to you, as loving yourself enough to be the magnet. That's where it starts. I hope that helps you, my dear. Marion, you still with us? Well, I'm not sure if you're still there or not, but Marion, I hope that helps you. God bless you. We're going to move on to another call, and we're taking 956. 956, are you with us?
Yes, hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Jennifer.
I'm going
to Jennifer.
Melissa, throw some magic on you.
Hi, Jennifer. How can we help you? Good evening.
Hi, good evening. I was going to ask about my relationship, if you see us moving forward.
Can you, if you don't want to say the first name, can you just give me the initial?
His name is Eddie.
Oh, okay. You guys are almost like brother and sister, too. You kind of like, you're like, you know how siblings kind of, just really know about each other. There's like that whole energy of you know, we don't want to encourage brothers and sisters in a relationship, but you still, you have that, I guess the word is camaraderie, where you just really get along in certain situations, and then sometimes it's just like, oh my God, get out of my face. I can't stand the sight of you. You know how brothers and sisters get sometimes?
Yeah.
You always have that love. it feels like you sometimes put more work into it than he does, and that makes you a little bit anxious and a little bit resentful, and that's understandable. So you want to kind of make it clear to yourself first, to your soul, what it is exactly you want with this relationship. Do you see yourself in this relationship more than just today, more than just tomorrow? And if so, you need to be very clear in your communication, Jennifer, about how that's going to be. Because sometimes he needs to be knocked upside his head, metaphorically, not really. You know how brothers and sisters slap and fight with it. But it's more along the lines of he needs a wake-up call to realize how special and precious your relationship is. So if you need to set some boundaries or you need a little bit of time apart and that's going to prove what it is, that's okay too. Trust your intuition. And don't resist your intuition. You know, I really feel this way. Oh, no. You've got to really honor that part of you, Jennifer, because it's trying to guide you. Okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because sometimes I feel like he's not, like, just paying attention and he's more into his friends. And then there's other times that he's with me and it's like, which one of the two do you want?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's almost like a crossroads. Gary, what say you, love?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jennifer, I'll concentrate on your relationship, and I will see it in these stones. And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, you've been healing a lot with this person and with yourself. And as you go through this first couple days and week, this life stone is saying you really want to, see yourself as gaining ground rather than what you don't have, what isn't working, where the communication is failing. You don't want to concentrate too much on that. You want to concentrate on how much you're going to make things work. And as you do that in the next couple of weeks from a point of determination and inspiration rather than fear, and it takes a little bit to change this chemistry around, you're going to find by the third and fourth and fifth week here that things are really changing because you're changing. You're changing the way you deal with it and look at it. You're going to bring yourself a lot of luck and good happiness from about the third and fourth week on. That's going to help you line a lot of things up. So it's you looking at this first couple days and week and not being afraid, not being intimidated, but becoming empowered. Look at how much you've learned. Put it into play. Because as you do, you're going to start a lucky cycle. And then from there, you're going to know how to make this work a lot better for you. Have faith. And give yourself credit for making things work so far as best as you have, and shine up your knife so you can make it better in the future. Because you're really going through that transition now. It takes a week or two for you to really clear out this doubt and fear, but you're working on it well, and keep doing that. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're going to clear things up. Have faith. Stay strong. And don't be afraid to change. Let go of all the doubt, because then you can fill it up with inspiration. Hope that helps you, my dear.
Thank you.
Take care, Jennifer.
You too. Let's see how many calls we got. We got several callers in here. What do you think about if we just kind of rotate? Would you go for that, Melissa?
Anything you want to do is absolutely perfect for me, Gare.
Well, we have a lot of callers going to try and get everybody in, and I'll just repeat the area codes for you folks. 315-479-216. 925-313-201. We'll try to get to all of you folks, and we'll both alternate. So whoever's lucky gets Melissa, and who's ever lucky gets me. And either way, this is area code 315. Are you there, 315?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello,
Gary. It's Annette.
Annette.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you guys?
Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Hi, honey. Pretty good.
Hi, baby girl.
Melissa, why don't you spread some magic on Annette, and I'll take the next caller. Want to do
all
that?
All right. Hi, love. Of course. How can I help you, love?
Okay. You can connect with the other side, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay. I've been told several times through different psychics that somebody that I went to school with that was a female was trying to get a hold of me, and at the time I only had one female that I know of, but now I found out another friend of mine has passed away. Her name is Dolores. Could you give me anything from Dolores?
Well, Dolores has a lot of sadness. This particular being is sharing very weepy, very sad, very crying in a handkerchief, very, very weepy.
Mm-hmm.
So putting her hand out with flower, like a bouquet of like flowers that are tied around, but it's a small bouquet. So that's an offering to you. You know, when people have passed over and they have a strange crossover, sometimes they're working on their own skills in spirit. So
mm-hmm.
for you to connect more, you have to give your team, your angelic team, permission to connect with her angelic team, okay, Annette?
Mm-hmm.
So that they can start a conversation, and it's going to be baby steps. Because
okay.
she's a little skittish, you know, she's like a shy pony. But she's been very sad, and she's doing this flower offering. So whatever that means to you, you've got a little bit of work to do in bringing this around. And when she's not ready to connect personally herself, you know how when people go cross over and they've had some time to get acclimated to their new energetic field, they
mm-hmm.
can communicate. But they have to, you know, we have to go through our teams and that sort of thing because there is protocol and there's reverence and there's everything like that. So
mm-hmm.
You can ask for guidance and dream state about it and how you can help her. She'll come to you because there's something that you're aware of that you can do to help her with her having crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
there's a little...
I do know what it is.
Okay.
Well, her and I were in high school together, but I hadn't seen her since high school, but she did commit suicide.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's been gone like 14 years, so just basically pray. And, yeah.
Right. And suicide, when a soul commits suicide, they have to start completely over. They don't get to pretend that none of the other stuff that was troubling them to begin with happened. So for
mm-hmm.
14 years is a drop in the bucket, you know, in spiritual healing. So, well, that would make perfect sense, that why that protocol would be, you know,
mm-hmm.
why she's
okay,
so sad. Yeah.
So just ask my angels to help her with hers.
Yeah, you want to say that I give my angels permission to connect with her angels, and if it's appropriate, if we can have some sort of communication, because when somebody commits suicide, their tools, their gifts, everything has to just sort of be cleansed, made
okay.
new, washed, and she's not ready to, like, talk to anybody, or, you know, she's got a lot of pain, and she, you know, her head is down. There's, you know, there's, like, again, that offering of, yeah, I hear that you're aware of me, and, you know, there's a lot of sadness. Well, that all makes perfect sense. So you're just going to, you know, in dream state, you know, before you go to bed, I give my guides permission in sacred space to connect to Dolores' guides, angels, and whatever it is that we can do to help her in her journey, her path, if we're being called to do so in communication. Please give us a sign. What is it that I need to do? You might end up writing her a love letter, you know, just
okay.
saying, I'm so sorry that you were in so much pain, and just be diligent in your studies for her. She has to, you know, she's going to have to face her pain, her sadness, all of that has to be faced. And maybe, you know, you having been good friends with her at some point, you know, there'll be like a kindred soul moment. But she's not
okay.
able to do that on her own. She has to work with her team.
Okay. Well,
right.
Thank you, honey.
Lovely to speak with you, Annette.
Thank you.
Hon.
You're
welcome. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
God bless you, Annette.
Thank you, Jerry.
I want to underscore, Melissa, and that is that, first of all, there are more angels and guardian angels and help than we can even imagine. There's so many psychic levels. But we do have to ask. They don't want to invade our space. So, like it says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say don't ask. We know you'll need it. We'll just give it to you. No, it says ask.
And also, they're not allowed to because of the laws of
right.
free will. You know, we
right.
have true will, which is that, right, Gare, that voice inside that says, turn right, and you do. And
right.
it's like, yay, if you turn left, oh, my God, what was I thinking? And so there's protocol that, you know, we are here on this plane of expression working with our team because we're, you know, part of that team. But
mm-hmm.
we have our own lessons to go through or whatever it is we do. And so I give them permission 24/7. Please
Amen.
Help. Yeah.
open up, because I don't want to barge in and take on karma, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
We're moving on to area code 479. Let me get you on coming in. 479, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Valerie.
Valerie?
Yes.
Valerie, how can I help you, dear? You got a question? You want a general reading? What's happening with you?
Well, I guess I have a question. I have been kind of battling at work for a period of 3 years, and have gotten everything in terms of workplace bullying and harassment, and have gotten everything to a point where I feel like I can move on as far as doing the work without leaving things hanging. And recently I decided to unplug, but I'm kind of dealing with some folks who really don't want that to happen.
And what's your question?
My question is, where do you see me? Because I'm starting to apply for jobs. I'm wanting to relocate, and just kind of a read about what that might look like if anything shows up.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll look at that in these stones, and all you have to do, my dear, is just say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Drop, please.
Okay. Well, actually, you're starting to enter a very lucky cycle for yourself. You've learned a lot about being frustrated, and you've realized that that ain't where it's happening, you know?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So you're about to, yeah, you're about to open up this very strong, diligent, believing, confident side of yourself, so don't shortchange yourself. Do you know what I'm talking about? You felt this kind of connectedness starting to return. It's like a bite on your fishing pole. Don't be afraid to reel it up. You know, when the cow's giving milk, bring a big 55-gallon jar, you know, because you're going through this period of expansion that's going to help you make decisions and make plans and have confidence in fresh jobs and have confidence about where you want to move and get more information on it. So there's a lot of details that I don't have the time to focus in on specifically.
Sure.
But what there is as you start thinking outside the box here in the first couple of days and week, because you really do have a lot of lucky cycles coming up for you, you're going to get this like whole new vision for yourself in the next couple of weeks, and that's going to include place, it's going to include job, and it's going to include you having learned a lot through jobs and frustration that's going to give you like a, like you get stronger. You get more determined.
Okay.
You learn how to make things get easier. You learn how to organize better. You learn more about relationships, whether they're personal or business. And toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to be surprised how much everything makes. I'm seeing a complete circle here, and circles are things working together. So you've got the luck stone with Mars and with communication and with love stone and with a lot of fresh hopes and dreams. So this first couple days and week of you like really stretching out your bounds, having like a lot of confidence, because start from there and let it build, and it does, and it will. And then you're going to get the details. That's what I'm feeling. And you're going to be able to think outside the box, because right now you're being, that's what's required for you to take the next step.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to think big and wide. This is the time for you to do it. And as you do that in the next week or two, you're going to find a lot of power and decision-making ability return. And toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to be in quite a different spot. You're going to be really winning a lot more than you even thought you could at this point.
Wow.
Does that make
sense
to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Nothing's guaranteed, so participate in the process and bring that about. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You have a good night, Valerie. And to all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. Just come back to this show about an hour later, and you will can download the recordings or listen to the show in real time. Moving on to area code 216. Who do we have with 216?
This is Desmond calling in.
Desmond? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Brother Desmond, I'm going to connect you with Sister Melissa. Sister Melissa, this is Brother Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had a question. What do you see for my spiritual journey coming up next couple of years, I guess, or whatever is recent?
Mm-hmm. Well, you take it very seriously. You take it very personally. You're very private about it, and that's a wonderful thing. Anytime you're guided to explore something, like if you feel like, oh, I want to go to this lecture, or I want to go to this spiritual church, or go for it. You want to get out and start exploring more, feeling more, testing the waters more, because you have innate, inherent gifts that are lovely. And, you know, the more you meditate, the more you honor your angelic team, the more you do all of those things, Desmond, the more it unfolds for you. It's like a lotus blossom. There is Yogananda. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Paramishi Yogananda, and he has the Self-Realization Fellowship. You might be interested in kind of researching a little bit about his studies. It feels like Eastern philosophies are kind of your next step. Doesn't mean that you have to become religious in anything. It's your spiritual path unfolding, and there seems to be some tools that they will have in those particular philosophies that will inspire and invoke some things within you.
Okay. Can you say that one more time?
Yogananda, Paramishi Yogananda. Yogananda, Yogananda. I think it's... Yeah, Yogananda. You can Google it, and just it's Self-Realization Fellowship.
Okay, Self-Realization Fellowship. Okay.
Yeah. There's like here in California. There's I think two different centers, but you know he's international. He was international, and just you'll like some of the things he has to say in his writings.
Okay.
That help? That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right. Keep up the great work and work with crystals too. They like you.
Oh, crystals. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. All right.
Take care, Desmond. All the best.
All right. Thanks.
You're so welcome.
God bless you, brother. And having been a musician my whole life, like Melissa, as a singer and an actress, everything is techniques, folks. It really is. Driving down the street without hitting kids and trash cans are technique. We just have done it so long, we don't have to think about it. Well, I'm serious. It's a technique. It's one that we have mastered. But we forget that life is techniques. It's making decisions. It's deciding this over this. And certainly, as you'll agree, Melissa, one of the best is decide about your own empowerment. That's the best decision you can make. Moving right along to 925. Can you hear me, 925?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
My name is Rennie.
Annie?
Rennie.
Rennie. Is that right? That's a beautiful
yes.
name, my dear.
Thank
How can I help you?
I have a job in a field that I don't feel fulfilled with, and I recently reached out to a company about working with autistic children, providing behavioral therapy, and I'm wondering if I'm going to go in that direction and how to transition.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
education.
What, I'll look at these stones with that in particular, and all you have to do, my dear, is just say drop whenever it feels right.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're in a situation right now where you're really starting to think about long-term goals and good changes and fresh things for yourself. And it feels like that's certainly worth keeping your mind focused on that. Because I do feel like you're going to get more education, and I do feel like you'd be very good at the healing work. In fact, I feel like you get more personal satisfaction out of it. You feel less like a slave in a bureaucracy and more like a helping soul, and that's what you want in your life. So it feels like it'd be a good direction for you to go. Also, you're young, and you're probably going to do several different things in your life yet. One of the things I feel like you're doing just in this first couple weeks is really like considering believing in yourself, seeing how you, this goal of wanting a new job, a fresh career, yes, that's very good for you. What it does, it even allows you to be more at peace where you're at right now, and that's what's really important, because we only have the moment, And so the way this Jupiter stone is pointing right to the center here toward luck and toward Saturn and how much you're learning, what I feel in a nutshell is for you to you really believe in your potential and what you can accomplish. So you start bringing it into play and you start knowing, finding the decisions you can make to help you get there, help you get there easier, help you get the magic, the education, the finances, the support, all that sort of thing falling into play. And it starts with you, the love stones at the very top. And that's sort of saying, love what you want to bring into your life. Believe in it. And because not only is this job in the future going to help you, like I said, I feel like you're good at that and it's going to give you a lot more satisfaction in your life. So yeah, think big about that. You may have to get some more education, but that's okay. You're young, you've got time, you can get the support, and you can go through it probably a lot easier than you think you can because you're motivated. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
it does feel like
accounting and it's not doing anything for me. The company I work for is great, but the work itself doesn't give me any satisfaction.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. The first thing I felt is you've got a good healing ability, and that's where you really want to be anyway. And once you get into that, you'll find other avenues in that same avenue, you know, like maybe you run your
yeah.
own school or something, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Eventually, I do want to do my own business of some sort.
You will be. You will be. And that's why you're starting now to feel this sort of a pull in that direction, because your spiritual side is saying, yeah, go for what feels good. Go for what you want to do. You're just a spoke in the wheel right now on a temporary basis. Feel empowered. Go that direction. Good for you. Does that help, my dear?
Okay. Yes. I will update my resume and send it over to the place that I had been in contact with and get
and
it
when
started.
And when you go in there, you look at those people in the eye and you say, I'm the person you need. Really. Come out of there.
Okay.
Make sure they remember you. And they remember you because you just had the gusto and you sold yourself. That's how you hook the fish. Okay?
Okay.
Good
Thank
luck, Ray.
Thank you very much.
God
Thank
bless
you.
You. Stay happy, girl.
You too.
Love to have you callers in. So glad there's a lot of you. We're trying to get to everybody, and it's such a pleasure to be
Hi.
With you, Melissa. Hi, 313. Who are we talking to?
Sherelle. How are you?
Sherelle. What a beautiful name again. Sherelle?
Thank you. Yes, dear.
You meet Melissa, if you haven't already. Melissa, this is
no,
Sherelle.
No, I have not. Hi,
Melissa. Sherelle. How you doing? How can I help you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
I just want messages from the other side, from my grandmother, if she comes through, please, and thank you.
And what's her name?
Lele. I called her Lele. So when I called her Lele, she will come through. If I call her Regina, she's not going to come through. So if I say Lele, she will come.
Okay. She's
See,
smiles.
I told you.
She smiles and laughs a lot. She's like very, you know, she's... You know, she's just showing that she's just smiling and laughing and pleased and grateful and all of these things that she's remembered. It means
mm-hmm.
a lot to her that she's remembered. And she, there's some kind of flower that she really, really liked a lot. So if you wanna work with her, you know, and her angels and your angels and stuff, you can get whatever those you know what the flower is. She's saying she
flower.
Knows. She knows there's a certain flower that she used to like, or the certain smell that she used to like. And you can get those flowers and put them in a little vase with her picture in front of it and a crystal and meditate and just, you know, see what's going on with her. But she's very, very honored that you want to connect with her.
I really, really do.
It means
a
lot
to
her.
I want to feel her. I want to see her. Everything
right.
with her.
Right. Well, you know, it's the timing thing. And when we cross over, you know, there's so many things that it's like life, but it's a higher frequency. And so people study and they do other things. And so, you know,
see,
we don't want to make a spirit to be earthbound by any chance. But we definitely, you know, if the communication is meant to be, then we just honor it.
See, my mom, she connects with my mom, but she don't connect with me. But I know now.
Yeah, of course she will. She's just so honored. And you'll have your own special communication with her. And, again, these flowers, they look yellow. They look like little tiny yellow flowers, like buttercups or something. So in a dream state, ask her to send you the flowers. Ask her to remind you what those flowers are, you know. And she's got her arms crossed going, you should know what those flowers are. She's playing with you. She's teasing. So ask your mom, did Grandma have a special flower?
And if your mom says,
what do you want to know for? She goes, oh, I was just thinking about Grandma, and it just came to my mind. Don't tell your mom what you're doing.
I'm not.
Yet. You know, it's not that there's competition there or anything, but you want to make sure that, you know, your connection is between you and your grandma, okay?
Okay, so that's the message she has for me.
There it is.
Connect with her with flowers.
They look like buttercups to me.
Buttercup flower. I'm going to look that up on the internet. Yellow buttercup flower. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what I really wanted to do, connect with her. I really do. I'm glad that message did come through.
Special to her, and you're being guided by your team to do more of this work. So I mean, when you ask these sort of questions, this is when, you know, here you are. You're going to have a special session to hopefully connect to your grandmom. You're going to do the protocol. You're going to, you know, meditate. And you're going to have maybe a little thing of the flowers and her picture and a crystal. And, you know, you just honor it. It's revered work.
I will. I'm going to ask her before I go to sleep for her to send me, because she do come to my dreams sometimes also.
But ask your angels to help you, okay?
Ask your angels
to help you. Yeah. All right, Sherelle,
okay.
Sherelle, you take care, honey, girl.
Oh, really? Thank you, honey.
Lovely
you have a blessed night, both of you all.
You too,
you
sweet
too,
angel.
Sherelle.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right when Melissa started talking, I was feeling the same thing. What a great lady, your grandma.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know she's
great
so
lady.
Sweet. Thank you. She are. She really are. And whenever she comes through, she just smile.
Connect with her. You have a good night,
Sherelle.
Oh,
you know, I definitely will. You too, honey.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
You know, I had a near-death experience, and it's amazing how much I realize we have so many guardian angels. The universe is so powerful. There's so many connections we can make, blah, blah, blah. Think big, folks. Tune in. The world's infinite. The universe is infinite. 201 got you on the phone. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi. How are you?
Hi. That was in harmony.
My name is Barbara.
Barbara, how can I help you, my dear?
Hi. Okay. I would like to know if you can see anything in regards to, like, relationship-wise with me.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll kind of throw that in the mix here and take a look at some stones and tell you what I see about that specifically and probably the issues related to it. Okay?
Okay.
And all you have to do, Barbara, when it feels right, is just say drop real clearly one time.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, you know what? It feels like you have learned a lot through disappointment. And so that's one thing life can teach you. You can read a book about sex or driving a car, but when you drive a car or have sex, it's different. It's real life teaches you stuff that you just can't get out of a book. So what I'm feeling for you is apply all these things you've been learning and even the heartbreak and the upsetness, because what it gives you is this a renewed sense of confidence and being able to heal yourself and move on. And that's one of the major components, that as soon as you start really accomplishing that in the first couple of weeks, by the third and fourth and fifth week here, as you like almost make a new framework for yourself, a new system, a new belief, a new foundation. By the third and fourth and fifth week, you're going to see that that's the key to you having balance over yourself, feeling your femininity return, feeling your attractiveness, being able to see yourself as what the prize you are to be won rather than the lonely woman. And as you go through that, from the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, it feels like you're really drawing good attention to yourself, positive attention, and it feels like it's giving you like a new selection of people to go out with, that sort of thing. From the 9th to the 12th week, it feels like there's the love stone connecting with place and the emotions. So from the 9th to the 12th week, you'll be able to realize how much you've sort of reformatted your hard drive here in the first week and moved all your doubts and frustrations and things in the past out of the way so you can turn this light on full blast. And from the 9th to the 12th, you'll realize what a good job you did and where that's going to take you. So, yeah, the first couple of weeks here have you just feeling optimistic and quit worrying about stuff and learn from the past, recharge yourself. Does that make sense to you?
It does make a lot of sense to me.
That was genius, Gary.
Well, good.
Go, Barbara, yeah.
Hey, Ben, Barbara. Both Melissa and I and all the listeners in the universe are on your side, so everybody's on your side, my dear.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you, Barbara.
Girl.
Have a good night.
You go, girl. Go buy yourself a new dress.
I'm going to go do that now. Thank you so much.
That's what I was saying a while ago. You ladies need to believe in yourself a lot more. It's okay. It's a good thing. Right, Melissa?
Heck yeah. We have guys like you that are so special that help us understand that, too. I mean, you're such a great team player for the Goddess Force.
Really, it's real important. I got six brothers, and I look at men. I love men, but men ain't been real good at running the damn world. We got wars everywhere. I believe the feminine energy should come in more.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, 971, are you with us?
Hi.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Meet Melissa.
How are you? Hello.
Hi, Kay. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if you see anything in terms of career-wise for me.
And can you be really specific about, are you looking for a new job or your new direction, it feels like?
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, there's just been so much sadness around your growing and your growth. It just feels like you've been sad a lot. And that's okay because the grief process is personal for whatever you've been grieving. You want to take your time. Do you do anything with paints or painting, or is that something that you like to do on the side, like creatively?
I work in video, and I'm aspiring to do something big than what I've been doing, and I just feel like, I'm being boxed in, and I don't really like this, so I'm trying to, go out and really create, but part of me is almost like, I have to get a job where my finances are sorted, but at the same time, I want to, run and find my passion, and it's just, I just feel really crappy right now.
Right, you feel like you're done, and you're not done. You're just getting started, and it's so great that you can recognize where you are right now with this path, because that's leading you to your next step. So you got to trust what you're feeling. You don't want to quit your job quite yet. Because
I don't
gotta
have
get
one, that's the thing.
You don't?
No, I don't have a job at the moment.
Wow, then maybe you're getting one. It just felt like you had some work.
Yeah, so I've just had a lot of downtime to really think about things, and I just feel very...
Oh, my bad. Have you been freelancing? It just feels like you've been doing something.
Yeah, no, I have been freelancing, and right now I'm just, applying
for jobs.
You're
between gigs. You're between gigs. Okay. I was wait a minute.
Exactly.
You're working. There was work. Okay, so, you've got to keep...
Am I on the right path, though?
You've got to go more creatively. There's something that you need to do. Your guide shared paints, like the stroke of a paintbrush, and it's a palette that has the primary colors on it, It's like... and the primary colors blend to create all the other colors. So it's sort of like you got to be practical in your choices, and you have to keep your creativity at the forefront. So practicality combined with creativity equals the next step. But you don't want to give up what you do wholeheartedly yet, because you're not ready to make that change. You're not ready to make that transition yet. So, you know, be the freelancer, do what you got to do, and then work on that bigger scale, that bigger picture. And it feels like there's other people that are going to come around. It feels like there's another female down the line that would be in a partnership, a business partnership, to do more of what you want to do. And it feels like you might want to travel with it.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like, you know, I always come back to this spot, you know, like I have a job, you know, money's good, but then like my heart isn't in it, and then all of a sudden it just clicks one day, and then like the job is no longer, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm back for one.
No,
you know,
that's the life of a freelancer. That's the way the freelance world works. So you want to kind of change your mindset and saying, boy, I just did a gig. Thank you, universe, for sending that gig to me. What's next? Next door opening. So, but it's a cash flow thing, and so put some money aside. You know, you don't have to give this up completely while you're pursuing these other things. And again, it does feel like a partnership coming down the pike where it feels female energy, that you want to partner up and do something grand. So
yeah.
don't think of it as a rut that you're getting in it. You're trying to support yourself. Freelance work is just that. The freelance work is exactly that. So instead of looking at it as a door closed, it was a door that opened, and now you get to walk to another one while you're pursuing all this other stuff. And it just feels like you said, go for the bigger picture. Keep your money coming in. You're not going to quit this quite yet. You're not ready to. You're not ready to. But
no,
try
not
to
at
change,
all.
Change your perspective on the fact that you can move forward, that there are other opportunities that are coming that you're going to, again, it just, again, this partnership keeps coming forward.
Do you, when do you see this partnership coming through? Can you look that far ahead or?
Well, by January of next year, for sure, something's going to change. Because I saw the J and I said June, but we're in August now. So by January of 2015. But don't take that as gospel, because things shift and change and people have free will. What you want to do is start mapping out how you want to get to your next step. If that entails you doing a seminar or workshop or teaching one yourself,
mm-hmm.
You want to branch out in these ways that are still going to bring some sort of income to you.
Yeah. No,
baby steps,
like
though. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not something that you're going to all of a sudden wake up and now you're this. It's this unfoldment. It's this process, because you have a lot of talent. You have a lot of gifts. So
you
sometimes self-sabotage. You sometimes get in your own way.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I'm trying not to get in my own way, but I'm still feeling like there's something that I'm missing, and I'm not too sure what it is. And
you're blocking
feel like
yourself. You're blocking yourself. And listen back in the archives, too, because that guidance will really kind of go ping, you know, because it's hard when you're on the radio and it's like, I need to be taking notes or whatever. But go back and listen to the archives. And, you know, you're going to change your mindset about how these jobs are, as opposed to them being dead end. They are the door opening, and now you're going for another one. Okay? Will you
all
keep
right.
us posted? Keep us posted.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Take good care.
Thanks. Bye.
Sure. Bye.
God bless you, Kay. You said something I wanted to underscore, Melissa, about free will. I've come to the conclusion, and you'll probably agree, that the best use of free will is how we interpret life, because we find ourselves in all sorts of situations that we, how the hell did I get here? But if we look at the universe, really, if we look at the universe as enlightening us instead of screwing with us, we'll see that path of enlightenment instead of a continuing getting screwed. So it's how you look at it. And it's we only got the moment, folks. So enjoy your moment. Think creatively, and the next moment will take care of itself. Think creative. Think inspired. You got nothing to lose. Moving on to area code 317. 317, are you with us on Psychics Gone Wild?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Alan.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, girl, how can I help you?
I have so much going on. I wanted to see if I could just get a general reading.
Okay, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay? And we've got about 5 minutes and 36 seconds. We've got a lot of callers tonight, and Melissa and I will be together for the next several weeks on Monday, so you folks be sure and join us every Monday night.
Yeah,
it's always a pleasure.
Right?
To, That's right. It's always a pleasure to work with you, Melissa. You got a lot of light, good energy. And, Alan, I just wanted to let our callers know that. So if we can't get you tonight, try us next week. Having said that, my dear, all you have to do when it feels right is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see. Okay?
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, you have gone through a lot of changes with love, with commitment, with family things, people you care about, all these sorts of things. But speaking of going forward, because that's the only thing we can do, and that's what life gives us, is you're doing a lot of like reorganization in the next couple weeks. And it has to do with reorganization, how you feel, how you think, how you plan, what your priorities are. And both the hurt from the past and the confusion from the past can serve you well, because you learn how to put the hurt in perspective, and you learn how to use the confusion in a sense of, wow, here's all sorts of opportunities, rather than I'm confused about them. So as you go through this next week and a half to two, there's a lot of planning, a lot of restructuring, and that's going to really sort of almost like build the path to the next step in your life, because by the third and fourth week here, things are working real well for you. And it's because of this planning and restructuring you do in the first couple weeks. By the third and fourth and fifth week here, boy, you've got so much good energy coming your way. You've got support. Are you in a relationship right now? You're not, are you?
No, it's kind of complicated.
Okay, it felt kind of complicated.
The truth is, I'm in love with my best friend, and we were boyfriend, girlfriend, but we were friends first, and things didn't work out, and now we're roommates, and we're not, like, romantically involved, but we are, but we're not. It is so confusing.
Well, that's what I was saying. Take the heartbreak and the confusion you've been through and use it. It's already history.
Right.
So you don't want to go back and live that again. As you go through this next couple days and week, and like I was saying, you're restructuring your plan. It has a lot to do with emotions, how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in a powerful state in spite of it. You're in the same house with someone you like. That's a good thing. Yes, it's got confusion attached to it, but you're already starting at a good thing as opposed to being a roommate with someone you hate, right? So start seeing the grass.
I could never hate him.
I know, but you're in a situation with someone you like, appreciate it, see the magic there.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like you retraining yourself about your power. And by that, you have a power within yourself to be able to attract him, if you want, in a stronger way. Or to be able to use him as an anchor so you can meet other people. Either way, it's a win-win. And it's better than where you've been with confusion and doubt. It's you using that to build this new structure for yourself that gives you the best of both worlds. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort
and
of
may
like,
I share something, too?
Sure.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse
yeah,
me?
If you don't want to stay in that situation, the living situation, you have the choice to not be roommates anymore as well. If it's making it too complicated for you, you know, if you need a break from it or something to clear the energy, you can do that too.
No,
and
that's not really the complication.
Well,
it's
I know
my
there's,
best
a lot of, there's a lot of love and complications there, but don't look at them as complications. Look at them as good things, because it's your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you look at it as, okay, I'm with someone I like or someone I care about, hell, it's better than being with a crappy person. So start off counting your blessings, right? You're not living with a psychopath.
Oh,
I agree. Okay, once you start looking at it that way, then you learn how to start looking at other things in your life, including the frustration and the confusion, in an empowering way as well. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, I think he's going to get reattracted to you again in a different way, because you're coming about it in a different way. And from the sixth and seventh and eighth week on, I feel things moving very well for you as far as communication, decision-making. And we only have 45 seconds, my dear.
Oh.
I hope that helps you. Okay?
Yeah, just a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah, go come back and listen back to the archives. And to all you folks we didn't get to, we will be here next week, Melissa and I. Melissa, we got 30 seconds. Say hello or good night and
yeah,
so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, yeah, And next week is what day? Oh, yeah, Monday the 1st, right? Oh, that's going to be great because Jethro has taken a whole month off. Gary, what a pleasure and privilege to work with you again. You are magnificent. Boy, I love what you do.
You too, my dear. And y'all
thanks,
join
honey.
Us next week. We've got just a few seconds. Over and out. See you next Monday, folks. See you, Melissa. Love you, girl.
You too. Bye.